other fifth grade. Well, I have 39 people in my class. My teacher, Sister Lewis. And there's, I have a pretty nice classroom. I wanted to tell you, asked me if I wanted anything. All I really want is just this one thing. I want kind of rings, you know, that you got for your kind of, graduation day. I wanted that kind of a ring, you know, with the red thing in it, because it looks nice. It's a nice looking ring. I'm sorry I didn't get to send you a birthday present, because we never really got around to it. Mama gave us all a dollar to get you a present. I was looking at a shoe kit. It had a little brush and a rag and a thing of black polish that I was going to get you in a leather case. But we saw it one Sunday, and then we never went back to get it again. We never went back to look at it again. For Christmas, don't you worry, I'm going to get you something this Christmas. And if y'all want anything that personally you want, I got $10 to spend. So you just tell me what you want, and I'll get it if it doesn't cost more than $10. Because I don't have really that much money. The $5.99 is what I got. Mom gave us all $10 for a Christmas present. And I wanted a German G.I. Joe and a action board. Then I wanted Matt Mason that cost $5.99, but I didn't want to get that because the doll was only 6 inches high. So I got the money for it. I got $6 for it. And that's really what I have now. I got $6 from that present. I got $1.50 from a lady that Mama knew. I'm not sure what her name was. She owns that beer place. She owns that beer place down by I'm not sure where she lives either. Well, and then 50 cents from Kelly, and then $1 Mama gave me to spend on. But I got more money if you want a present more than $1. See, there's this new store opening, and it's called Temple's. And it has, if you want fishing gear or anything like that, just write to me or tape to me, and I'll send it to you. If I can buy it. See, I saw a good pull for $12, but I guess couldn't get it because I didn't save that much money. Well, and let's see what else I could say. Well, Grandma came over, and Mama gave Grandma her anniversary present. She got a mixing kit for her. She got this glass mixing kit, a couple glasses and everything for their anniversary. And everything. Well, I guess that's about all I'll say for now. So I'll talk to you a little later.
Now that's all Sean has to say. And it's now Mama's turn. And Shannon's sitting right here. You want to talk to Daddy, Shannon?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. He can't hear you shaking your head. Now show Daddy how smart you are. Say, Daddy. Daddy. Mama. Baby. He's sitting here playing with the microphone. Can you say, Daddy? No. Okay, then let Mama have the microphone. Daddy, the mailman just left, and I got a beautiful letter from Rosvita, and a nice, beautiful, wonderful letter from my daddy. It sounds as though you've really been busy.
Mimi.
What? That was Shannon. Finally said Mimi. That means Mama. Can you say, Daddy? Huh? Say, Daddy? No. Okay. You said you've been getting a lot of publicity. Don't touch those dials, Shannon. No. And I'd just love to hear what it's being written or what you've done. I hope you aren't overdoing yourself again, Daddy. You take care of yourself. You say it's a long story, and you'll tell me when you see me in Hawaii. I wish you'd tell me before that, Daddy. Last time I didn't know anything until you got home. Of course,
in the long run, I suppose I was better off, but I know better this time. Last time I didn't know anything, and this time I do know better. It must really be tough going to dinner with the general, huh? As you can see, I'm using new tapes now. This is my, it's either the second or the third new tape. It's about the fifth tape altogether. So I won't use any more of the other tapes. I didn't know you were going to save them after I listened. The ones that I retaped or taped over, they didn't have much to say on them in the first place, so I wasn't losing anything, even though they are ruined. You might as well throw them out. The tapes you're sending me are muffled in the background, but you can tune it out on this Tanberg, so that it doesn't matter as far as I'm concerned. Use those old crummy tapes over, and I'll still be able to hear you. You said everything I said on my other tapes was all muffled, and I don't remember what I said on my other tapes. One of the things was send money. Send lots of money. I need money. I explained where all my money went. I suppose that was on the tapes that got muffled, or I don't remember if I wrote it or taped it. But everything has come up. The car needed a new battery, which I bought, and I had it winterized, and I had a lube job and an oil change, and I had those spark plugs re-gapped and cleaned and everything, because the guy, it stopped on me that day when we came home from that Air Force base. I got all the way into town when the car stopped dead, and it was trouble with the spark plugs. I don't know if you heard this or not, but I'm repeating it. He said the best thing, the wisest thing to do would be buy new spark plugs, even though yours were new. Whoever put them in did it wrong. That takes care about your letter. I'll have to, the next time I get to Green Bay, probably sometime in November, I'll stop at that Mercedes place, or if I don't get to the Mercedes place, I will call them from there and check on those prices on those Mercedes. I got the cutest letter from Rose, as I said back at the beginning here. Shannon, oh, she's such a pain in the neck. Yoo-hoo, boy, you told me in one letter to keep the kids nice and quiet when you get home. Surprise, four of them aren't really too quiet. No, Shannon. No. She's touching all the dial. You want to talk to Daddy, Shannon?
Yeah.
Okay. Say hi, Daddy.
Oh.
Hi, Daddy. Take that out. Take the bottle. She's got the bottle stuck in her mouth. Take your bottle out of your mouth. Okay. Say hi. Say, Daddy.
Oh.
Daddy. Mama.
You going to kiss Daddy?
Ooh, that was a good one. Now say, Daddy. Another kiss. Oh. Okay, now let Mama take a turn. Thank you. She made a complete mess out of that nice colored picture that she sent. She loves it and hugs it and carries it around and goes to the ice box and points, and she's really a pain in the neck. But, so I hate to take it away from her, because that's her daddy. So, Daddy, if you get a chance, send us another picture. It's something that she should have around so she doesn't forget who her daddy is. Now, once again, back to Rosvita's letter. She had written me a postcard from New York. They had gone up to see Ed's folks. I think I told you that on the tape. So she said, it was real nice to receive your most welcome letter, and I was beginning to worry about you. We had a lovely vacation with Ed's folks. We didn't do anything out of the ordinary, but it was most enjoyable. It was high time that Ed got away for a while. This 197th is a nut house in capital letters. An endless job of accomplishing nothing. I don't think Ed has ever found a job so useless in all of his military duties. Ed is not too much impressed with these infantry pilots. Well, enough of that. The Covingtons are going to Fort Sam. They're leaving here in December. Jimmy's father died very unexpectedly 2 weeks ago. Poor Jimmy took it quite hard and hasn't been feeling well since. Watson's finally moved on to post housing in the area where the Covingtons live. Her baby is due in January, which makes Jan mad. No tax deduction. Have had a few luncheons. Our CO's lady, ha, she's got, never says hello to any of us, nor joins us. And even Mary Dan said, I certainly learned to appreciate Barbara Ann. Would you believe we are scheduled to go to another school at Fort Rucker? It's a 3-week course starting the 5th of